Heave-ho for Terry Lee, young American boy on the war-torn Burma Road in China. That heave-ho business is really true, for Terry and Pat Ryan have invaded the headquarters of Captain Blaze and have freed Burma and April Kane from the Dragon Lady, who is or was in control of the place. I'll give you details about today's transcribed adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I imagine that some of you boys and girls, particularly the boys, will someday want to run for public office. Well, if so, the first thing you'd do is go out and tell the voters why you were qualified for the office. Then, if you gained their confidence, chances are you'd win. Well, it's the same way with Libby's Tomato Juice. This swell-tasting drink has won the confidence of everybody who has tried it. And Libby's has been voted into thousands of refrigerators because it has what folks want. Flavor. Full, rich, and satisfying flavor. This winning combination is made possible only because Libby cans this famous tomato juice with a lot of extra care. Libby goes out of its way to get the juice of prize tomatoes. And then Libby carefully presses the juice from these luscious red ripe tomatoes at their flavor peak. Quickly cans the juice to safeguard against flavor loss. Once you've tried Libby's tomato juice, you'll know it's the finest tasting possible. Start campaigning for Libby's tomato juice in your refrigerator now. When you tell your mother that Libby's is an excellent source of vitamins A and C and also supplies vitamins B1 and G, well, it's a cinch that she'll have Libby's tomato juice for you often. Remember, the name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, it looks like this Burma Road adventure is drawing near to an exciting close. From a cliff overlooking the stone buildings of Captain Blaze, Pat Ryan and Terry lowered themselves by rope to the roof. Then they entered the silent rooms and corridors, for it was night. Quick action enabled them to have Burma hoisted up to the cliff, and then April Kane followed. Then the Dragon Lady appeared, and even though she made a prisoner of Terry, it failed to save her from Pat Ryan, who dropped a noose over her, and she too vanished upward to the cliff. That's why Pat said to Terry as they crouched on the dark roof,
"Well, we made a prisoner of the Dragon Lady, and unless I'm mistaken, we ought to stampede the others and take charge of this place again."
I got the Terryscope, Pat, and the guns.
Good enough. We'll need both of those things before we're through.
Well, there she goes. Now maybe we'll be able to keep that woman a prisoner.
Can you imagine what Chin will say when he returns and finds that his lady boss has vanished into thin air, and that's just what did happen?
He'll raise a rumpus and wake everybody up. And then we will be in for trouble.
Don't be too sure, Terry. Don't forget, you told Chin yourself what would happen. Told him the Dragon Lady would vanish, and she did.
Yeah, but something's got to happen. I mean, well, what will the men do when they learn the Dragon Lady's vamoose?
I'm going to hope they'll vamoose, too.
Don't you think Chin and the others will start searching for me?
Sure, I do. When they don't find us, what then?
It's about time they started climbing up on the roof. They've looked every place else, I suppose.
Listen. Yeah. Chin is waking the gang up.
Hey, if they come up here, we're in a spot.
We can handle two or three of those hoodlums. It's dark and...
Say,
get that Terryscope working. Look over the roof and...
We better not show ourselves. I can see the glare of lights.
Right. I'll crawl over here, close to the edge. Terryscope will never be noticed.
You see anything?
Yeah, men are moving about. They're all armed. I wonder if I can poke this Terryscope straight down and look through one of the other windows.
I'll give it a try. What do we got to lose?
Okay, maybe I can see down and into the corridor. Yeah, they're ransacking the place, looks like. They'll be up here on the roof as soon as...
You will remain flat on stomachs where you are.
Huh? It's one of the lads. We can't let him nab us.
You have caused the Dragon Lady one to vanish. Bring her back quick. Chin is to shoot you.
We gotta tackle this bird, but quick.
But how?
Do not move. You will die quick. Chin has spoken.
Okay, Chin. We'll bring your Dragon Lady back. We can't do it lying on our stomachs.
You will rise. Keep hands up, please. It is so. You have spoken. Bring Lady Force One here.
Well, she's up there, on a rope over your head.
you carry her up to the cliff and...
Yes. Yeah, way up.
Huh?
Look up there. See that rope?
Tackle his feet, Terry. Got him! Watch out, Terry. He missed me.
But this won't.
Are you hurt, Pat?
No. Not much, just my knuckles.
Well, he's out. Hey, that shot will bring everybody down on us. I mean up.
I know what you mean. Let's get out of here.
Which way? We can't drop down on this side of the building. We can't swing in an open window. We'd be seen.
The rope.
What rope?
Here, the one hanging down from the cliff.
They can't haul us up, not both of us at once.
They can haul us up about 10 feet.
If it doesn't break.
We'll be out of their way, over their heads.
Okay.
We'll both jump for it. Come on.
I got it.
Yeah, same here. Collie, hope it doesn't break. We're sure swinging. Can't hang on here long.
Well, I'll climb up a little. Give you a better grip.
They're trying to haul us up. Blaze must think he's got an elephant on this end.
I wish we'd stop swinging back and forth.
Shh. A couple of lads just come up on the roof.
Oh, I see them. The far end. And they're coming this way, too.
They get under us. You take one. I'll drop on the other.
Lai, hi, yo, mi, a, kin, talon, talon, shor.
Now then, Jerry, we'll drop on him.
Now! Right off your back!
Oh, no, you don't get away. Stay right here.
How you doing, Jerry?
Okay. Got him, Pat.
Got him.
He's wiggling like an eel.
Let him have the old one, too. I knocked my man out. Getting awful tired of slugging these hooligans.
I couldn't get a good swing at mine. I had to bang his head against the roof.
Well, they're sleepy by for a while. Hope no more of their pals come up here. This free-for-all is getting too free.
Listen, something's going on down in the yard below. They're up to something.
What did you do with the telescope?
Turn the roof someplace.
Oh, I got it. Now wait here. I'll stick it out over the edge and look down. What do you know?
What is it?
Taking the canvas cover off a searchlight.
A what?
Yeah.
And they're wheeling the thing out, way out on the wire fence near the hill. From there, they can sweep the entire place with light.
Yeah, and from there, they can see across the roof. They'll pick us out here for sure. There's no place to hide up here.
If they swing the big light up this way, they'll see the hanging rope from the cliff. They'll follow the rope up to the cliff and... this won't do at all.
How are we going to stop them?
We got a couple of revolvers and 3 rifles right here and... Wait a minute.
Down, Pat. There's a light. They've turned it on.
Okay, I'll get down. On one knee.
What are you going to do? You can't see anybody to shoot at.
No, but I can shoot at the searchlight, can't I? Steady now, Brother Ryan. Don't get buck fever. I don't know how this rifle acts, but here goes.
Swell, a bullseye. You shut out the light, Pat. Swell.
Yeah, this is all very fine, but what's going to happen when daylight comes?
Listen, what was that? Shot.
And they didn't come from the Dragon Lady's gang out there.
Then where? Pat, way up there on the cliff. You see the flashes of gunfire? Blaze is shooting down into the yard from the cliff.
Wait. Hey, wait, Terry. Terry, something's happening out there in the yard.
Yeah, they're running away, Pat. That's what. They've had enough. Listen.
That's right. They're leaving the place. They're pulling out. Hey, we'd better help them on their way, eh? A few parting shots whistling over their heads will keep them moving like this.
Not a bad idea, Pat. I'll join you. Well, Pat, aside from those 3 gents we have tied on the roof, there's nobody here but you and me.
That suits me fine. Be a lot happier when daylight comes, too. If those mugs should decide to come back here, we'll have our hands full and I'm done up.
Say, we ought to signal the folks up on the cliff. Let them know how the land lies down here.
It's too far up there to crawl. Perhaps we can signal some other way. We could rig a light up on the roof.
Sure, we can try the Morse code. If we can get a light.
That's so. April Kane knows the Morse code, doesn't she?
Sure, and so does Burma. And I'll bet Captain Blaze knows it, too. He operates a radio, so he must know at least...
Too bad I shot out that searchlight. We could have used that.
Well, there may be another strong light around here, Pat. Let's take a quick look and see what we can dig up.
Okay, I got the thing connected up, Terry.
How did you know where to hook the wires?
I'll leave that to me. Let's give it a whirl.
I hope this light will be strong enough, that's all. Turn on the juice and I'll try a few signals up there.
Okay. Now keep the light covering till I switch it on.
Boy, oh boy, this light is sure strong enough to signal them with. Well, I'm wondering how they'll let us know they understand.
Yeah, that's so. Well, go ahead and signal. We'll worry about their answer later.
Well, here goes. I'll flash the light on and off for dots and dashes. First, I'll signal O and K. O, K. That ought to get their attention. Yeah, I signaled several times. Can you see any lights up there on the cliff? Any signals?
No. No, not a thing. They must have seen the light from down here. It's bright enough. Try again, Terry.
O, K. O, K.
If they can read Morse code at all, they've had time to read that short message.
It's so dark after looking at this light, I can't see a thing.
I can't see any sign of a light up there. Hello?
I doubt if they can hear you, Pat. And even if they could, they couldn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to wait until morning and signal the flags or something.
Or maybe we'll have to be hauled up to the cliff, you or I, so we can tell them what's happening.
Hey, wait. Like there's something coming down from the cliff on that rope. Or am I seeing things?
Yeah, the rope is moving. Yeah, there's somebody sliding down from the cliff along the mountain wall. Hey, can you make out who it is?
Hey, let's not be as dumb as we look, Terry. Switch on that light. We'll shine it up along the rope and see.
Right. Now, who's coming down?
Well, bless my stars, unless my old eyes deceive me.
Yes, Burma! Good work, Burma! You're doing fine!
Come on down, beautiful. It's about time we had company.
Hey, that takes nerve, slide down that rope from way up there on the cliff.
What news will Burma have to tell Terry and Pat Ryan? We're to tell them that all is well with Captain Blaze, Cheery, April, and their prisoners. Of course, we know that Tad and Perry have to tell her about the flight of the Dragon Lady's gang and how the Terryscope helped them out of 100 bad spots. But I'll tell you some more news in just a moment. Now, boys and girls, I sure want you to try Libby's delicious tomato juice, because I know you'll go for it in a big way. And there's something else you must be sure to do. Don't fail to listen to this program tomorrow. We've got a swell surprise for you, something you'll get a big kick out of. So don't let anything interfere. Be right there at your radio tomorrow, listening to Terry and the Pirates, and be set for a thrilling surprise. Well, there's sure to be a surprise awaiting us in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, where we shall join Captain Blaze and the others as they descend the narrow mountain path to the buildings where Terry and Pat are. And we'll meet the Dragon Lady, who is a prisoner. But not for long. It's a thrill-packed episode, so be sure you tune in for every minute of it.